Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You really want to know what's going on? Listen to our next guest and go read his piece that's on brownzone.com right now. Browns having solid offseason so far, but still work to do. He joins us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline from the Chronicle-Telegram, brownzone.com. He is Scott Petrak, or his alter ego, Score Pertak, as we dubbed it last week. Hello, Scott Score. How are you?
Hey, Scotty.
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We are well. I like your story. Browns having solid offseason so far, but still work to do. Something jump out at you in particular with that?
You know what? I mean, I think Andrew Bear is in a good spot heading into free agency because I think it's 18 of 22 starters on offensive defense are under contract or were under contract for 2024. So there wasn't a ton of heavy lifting to do. But then he brought back Zadarius Smith, which I thought was huge. He addressed receiver with Jerry Jeudy. And I think that was a solid move. I think it was a no-brainer to make that trade. We can argue about whether it was wise to extend him right away without seeing him practice or play for you. I know why they did it, and it's, you know, you're trying to get him at a good price. And, you know, if you assume he's going to play well because you like his talent, you think you're going to help develop him. Amari Cooper's going to help. And then you've locked him in at a good deal for starting caliber receiver. So I understand that, but I think there's risk involved with the extension. But overall, I think it's a good move having Jerry Jeudy here. You added depth at defensive tackle. So I think they hit, you know, linebacker. They think they got better at linebacker with Jordan Hicks and then, you know, taking a flyer on Devin Bush. But, you know, there's still work to be done. And that's, I think they need a second tight end behind David Njoku. You know, I think another D tackle, probably not a free agent D tackle, but maybe spend number 54 on a D tackle and get some youth there and have a chance for another difference maker on that front four of Jim Schwartz. So those are the kind of things that jump out of me right now.
All right, you got to help me. I just don't understand. Cade York, help me.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, isn't it?
Yeah.
They didn't want to let him go to begin with. Number one, because they drafted him higher than a lot of people draft a kicker, right? So I think it was a difficult decision for Andrew Bear and company to cut Cade York last year, but they had no choice, right? We saw what happened in the preseason. You could not go into last year with the Super Bowl aspirations and have any confidence and faith that Cade York was going to make a kick when it counted, right? We saw how awful he was in that preseason. So it was hard for them to cut him. When they cut him, they wanted him back on the practice squad. Cade York's got a lot of pride in him and did not want to come back here last year. Chose to go to Tennessee, bounced around to Giants, got hurt, finished the year on IR. And I don't know what the sales pitch was. I don't know. You know, I would assume Cade York would have another team to go to in the offseason, right? Every team has two kickers in the offseason. You know, he's got a huge leg. I think he's still got a bunch of confidence in himself. You know, there's plenty of kickers that struggle and then have outstanding careers. Right? We've seen it time and time again. So I don't know if Cade York thought, hey, he looked around a little bit and said, I like the environment in Cleveland. It's good for me. You know, he knows that They had a lot of confidence in him because they drafted him so high. Maybe he thinks this is the best spot for him. Now, I think he'd have to be unbelievable. Something would have to go wrong with Dustin Hopkins for Cade York to be the guy heading into week one. But there is that chance that he can revive his career here, and there's guys in the building that he knows have always believed in him, and that probably means something to him.
I think it's really interesting because long-term, which guy do you want? Well, you want the young guy, you know, and forget everything with Cade York. You want to have your own Justin Tucker is what you're looking for. If, you know, Brandon Aubrey goes nuts in Dallas last year, they think they have a guy for a decade. But if Brandon Aubrey goes out and misses kicks like crazy this year, no, you're going to go find somebody else. And as good as Dustin Hopkins was last year, it's almost like a closer in baseball, Scott. You know, hey, great. Oh, you lost it. Oh, boy. All right, we need another one. And so I kind of understand it, but if I'm Cade York, man, I would have thought I'd have gone to someplace else.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. And, like, it makes some sense from the Browns' perspective. You know, it's a right, young guy, huge leg, a lot of potential still with Cade York. He's got to get his head right, right? That's obviously a big part of every kicker is you have to be in the right headspace. You have to have the confidence when you get out there. You know, last year in training camp, it's like he didn't miss a kick, and then he'd get into the games and would miss. So something happens there. And, you know, I'm sure he's working with sports psychologists, and they have to figure it out. And you're right. Dustin Hopkins has had injuries the last couple of years. He's getting older. You need that alternative. Now, you know, if he had one kick in week one, I would trust right now, I'd trust Dustin Hopkins ahead of Cade York.
Yep.
But that dynamic could shift. You know, the coming back here, there's good memories and bad memories for Cade. So, I am interested to talk to him for the first time and see why he wanted the reboot. Maybe he feels like he's got something to prove to Cleveland and the Browns.
I normally would never argue with you guys, but both of you guys both said that, you know, you got the young leg, but when you go back and look at the greatest kickers in this game, they all kicked like 20 years in the league. Yeah. I don't know that with age, yeah, you may have a great leg when you're young, but I it's almost like you want the consistency and I don't want to have to worry about the kicker feeling. Maybe that's why the greatest kickers kick for 20 plus years. Maybe that's just, the other thing, we're spending way too much time talking about the kickers. So that's the reality of it.
No, you're right. But last thing is, it's Dustin Hopkins isn't Justin Tucker, right?
No, that's
he had
true.
That kind of year last year, but he hasn't had that career. So, you know, was that lightning in a bottle, or is he going to now turn into a guy that never misses from 50 yards?
Fair enough.
There you go. Tell me if we should take anything more than just adding depth with the signing of Tyler Huntley and with Deontay Foreman. And does one carry any more significance than the other?
We have to look at them separate, right? So with Huntley, I think there's two things. I think it's depth for the offseason, right? We don't know when Deshaun Watson is going to be 100%. The Browns want to be really careful with him in this rehab, during OTAs, during minicamp. So you need that other arm, and he's a valuable arm. We know how important that depth at that position is. It was proved to us. Again, beaten over the head with it last year, right? But then the question is Huntley a real competitor to Dorian Thompson-Robinson for, let's assume Watson's healthy, we assume Winston's healthy. Is there a competition between Huntley and DTR? And I think that's a legitimate question. I don't think Kevin Stefanski wanted to go there at the breakfast this morning at the owners' meetings. But would I be stunned if they kept Huntley instead of DTR? I would not. You know, DTR did not blow me away last year, and I think there's flaws in his game that, you know, I don't know if time figures that all that out, right? So I think there's a legitimate chance that Huntley makes this roster. With Foreman, it's all about the uncertainty with Nick Chubb, and we just don't know when he'll be back. I think it's a pipe dream, and that might be too strong, but I think it's really optimistic to think he'll be ready to go week one. So you have to have a plan for however many games it is. Is it one? Is it four? Is it eight? Where you don't have Nick Chubb, or you don't have Nick Chubb at 100%. And you got Jerome Ford. You got Pierre Strong, who you saw a little bit from. You get Nyheim Hines, who I really like, but he's coming off a torn ACL as well. Didn't play at all last year. You need more bodies there. And Foreman, to me, is a good substitute for a good replacement for Kareem Hunt. Big body, should be good at the goal line, should be good in short yardage. And then if you see, okay, let's say Hines is healthy. Forget about Chubb for right now. You get Ford, Hines, Foreman, and Strong. I think you can do something with those guys. Maybe you draft a guy in the mid to late rounds. And then you have your group, and then whatever Nick Chubb gives you, whenever he gives it to you, is a bonus.
I'm interested in this story about the Welsh rugby star. Is it Luis or Lewis Rhys Zammit? Is this guy there?
Zammit.
Yeah, they're bringing it to be a running back. Do you know anything about him? And they're just, I don't know, just sniffing around the story. I think it's interesting.
It is interesting. I mean, he's a famous, I don't know anything about rugby.
Right.
But he's a famous rugby player. Decided at a young age, I think he's 24, to try out for the NFL. He worked out in Florida last week. 31 teams there. He visited the Browns after the workout in Florida. He's got other visits set up across the league. You know, and the league has these spots on rosters for international guys. So a team can sign him. He's not taking one of the 53 spots. They keep expanding that where you can bring him up from the practice squad, an international guy up from the practice squad a couple times a year and if you need to play him. So, you know, it's good. It's trying to expand the width of the game. It gives these guys a shot. But it's interesting. You know, he's worked out as a running back, receiver, returner. There's some skills that overlap from rugby to the NFL. We'll see if he sticks, but it's certainly an interesting story. And we know that the Browns will look anywhere for any kind of talent, right? We saw it with when they worked out, I think it's Aaron Lynch. Guy had been retired for a couple of years at the end. He's 30, but they had him in for a workout because they were look anywhere to try to find some talent.
It's interesting, Scott, and when we were talking about it before the show, Menigan made the comment to me that I needed to get out more, and he might be right. I looked at rugby video of that kid from like 2 months ago.
Yeah.
It's clear. It's like, well, there's a running back, you know, and it was in rugby, you know, you pitch, and then all of a sudden the guy goes around the end. This guy was phenomenal. And I thought, well, this will be fun to see. And so I'm anxious to see what it might turn into. But if there's one sport that most closely translates on an international level to American football, I would think it's some of this rugby stuff. And I'm anxious to see if it leads to anything where guys other than, you know, punters end up coming over from rugby or whatever.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We'll see.
Sure, right. I mean, right. There's those skills that you would think would translate. We know the guys are tough as nails, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
To play rugby, it's about, can you pick up the nuances fast enough? And do you have that burst, right? The quickness, if you're running back, to hit that hole and explode through it, right? Because you're not going to, you know, you don't keep your legs moving for 20 seconds. They whistle the play dead. So you have to have that burst to get through the line. But, you know, who knows? As a returner, you know, you're open in space. You know, with the new kickoff rule that's probably going to get passed, how does that change it? It's certainly an interesting it's an interesting kind of thought exercise.
Scott, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Scotty.
Thanks, guys.
Scott Petrak, brownzone.com. Covers the Browns for the Chronicle-Telegram. Joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline.
Baltimore reports the NFL has approved a change to its challenge rules. A team now gets a third challenge if one of their earlier two challenges were successful. So you only got the third if both your challenge was successful. Now you will get the third if only one of your challenges is successful.
What do they tinker with this game? And I guess that's not a bad thing. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.